You've joined up internet dating on your day off.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Can we see your profile? What picture have you chosen?
This one, which is... I look quite broad-shouldered and I've got like a black and white stripy top. I look a bit like a burglar.
That's quite nice.
Oh,
sorry, I mean, it's really nice.
It kind of looks like, you know, when you have an ID card at work and you have your photo taken really awkwardly.
With the head like slightly tilted to the right.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Like that. Is that your profile as well? Turn your screen.
What do you say about yourself?
Hang on. Can I read it? Do you mind if I read it?
Oh, go on.
Okay. This is crimp.
Hang on. Let me see if I've got suitable music to talk.
Oh, brilliant.
As I read it. Let's see what we've got in here. What have we got?
Oh, no!
Oh, perfect!
Okay. I've got a feeling I'm going to regret this.
You need to pretend to be Simon Bates now.
Okay. Just move your screen a bit closer, I can't quite see. Okay, thanks. I knew a girl called Pandora once. Never got to see her box, though. Seriously? Is that a Frank Carson joke?
No, it's from Notting Hill!
Oh. Notting Hill is your most favourite film, so you're hoping if somebody gets that, then right, okay, I think it's quite a provocative opener, if I'm honest.
Certainly is. Attention grabbing.
Okay. I've been away for a few years, down south with work. Just move back.
Chris, you're so dirty.
Just move back for a job, which is great. Though involved some rather early mornings. However, I am only too aware that there is so much more to life and work. Hence why the other page I have open is Googling flights to Madagascar. I hope it's as good as the film.
With a talking zebra.
I'm so embarrassed right now.
About me, I feel a bit embarrassed. Licking a yogurt lid in public. You seriously posted this online? This is brilliant. I feel a bit embarrassed licking a yogurt lid in public.
Don't you?
Okay. I feel a little embarrassed licking a yogurt lid in public. It feels a little... well, wrong somehow. I pretend to love dogs around other people, but secretly, I'm not entirely convinced. I think Uncle Albert is one of the greatest characters ever.
Who's Uncle Albert?
From Only Fools and Horses.
Oh, right.
I am sentimental about my mugs. Each tells a story, and I couldn't possibly choose a favourite. Oh my God, you're still going on about the mugs. Okay. I hate drinking out of mugs that aren't fine bone china. Remember, this is Jules's attempt to get a man, everyone.
So far, I think you're appealing to the crockery shop trade.
I have a bit of a Rain Man memory and can remember Victor Meldrew's phone number from One Foot in the Grave.
Oh, go on. What was it? Where he picks a dog out?
Yeah. 4291.
I laugh easily. I can't bear misplaced apostrophes and I'm generally happy. Brackets, except when colleagues send off work on my behalf with misplaced apostrophes.
Take note, boys.
About you. You like to read, have exceptional banter, wouldn't mind getting up in the middle of the night to go to the woods and look at the stars. Are kind to old lame donkeys and can make banoffee pie. Too much to ask. I wait to hear from you. Jules. Do you know, after reading that, I can't understand why you've been so single for so long.